Welcome to Brachos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 8, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah discusses a situation where a person is about to recite Birkas HaMazon, the grace after the meals, and they have one cup of wine, and just one cup of wine. Balahan Yayin La'achar HaMazon. A person brought them, or the waiter brought them, one cup of wine after they finished eating. Ve'in Sham Ela Osuakos, and all that they have is that one cup. Be'shamai Omrim, Be'shamai says, Mevarech al hayayin, the person can make hagafen on that cup of wine, drink that wine, yachakach mevarech al hamazon, and then they can say birkas hamazon, they can bless the after blessing. Beis Hillel says no, mevarech al hamazon, yachakach mevarech al hayayin. They make the after blessing, they make birkas hamazon, they bench, and then they make the blessing on the cup of wine, because Beis Hillel holds that a person has to say birkas hamazon, if possible, on a cup of wine. That means a person holds a cup of wine while they recite birkas hamazon, the grace after the meals. And upon conclusion, they say, Borei Pri HaGafen. Therefore, you shouldn't drink the wine before Birkas HaMazon, because you'll have no wine for the blessing for Birkas HaMazon. Rather, he waits till after he says benching, after he says the grace after the meals. Mishnah concludes, Anyan Amein Achar Yisrael HaMevarech. If a person hears a blessing from a regular Jewish person, even if all he hears is the end of the bracha, so let's say a person hears somebody say, Borei Pri HaGafen, the blessing that's recited over wine, but they don't hear the person say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, the law is they can still answer Amein. But they do not answer Amen after a kusi, a kuthian, that says a blessing, unless they hear the entire blessing. Reddy explained earlier that the Kutites were the Samaritans, the Shomronim, that became converts because of a fear of a lion attack. And on them the Torah teaches us, or the Yanavi teaches us, Es Hashem Hayu Yireim, they feared God on one hand, Ves Eloheim Hayu Ovdim, but yet at the same time they served their idols. Now, even though the mitzvos that the kusim adopted, they're extremely meticulous, even more than Jews perhaps, but you can't answer amen when you hear a blessing from a kusi, because you don't know if perhaps the first half of the blessing instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, blessed is Hashem, our God, the King of the world, the fellow said a blessing to Har Gerizim, to the mountain that they worshipped, where they had their temple, etc., etc. So unless you hear the entire blessing from this fellow, you cannot say Amen, because you don't know if the Amen is going back on his idol or if the Amen is going on his personal blessing. What's interesting is that just recently I was at an event and a non-Jewish clergy member, you know, said like some type of benediction, and everyone answered Amen. Now, they didn't say, you know, the name of Yeshu, the name of Jesus, but they said God. And I feel that you can't answer Amen to such a bracha if that blessing is including, you know, when they say God, they mean something else. I don't know, it's just my own feeling. I don't know how halachically one should do, but certainly if you don't know that the blessing is for Hashem and there's a possibility it's for something else, we see from this Mishnah that a person should not be answering Amen to such a blessing. Wishing you a wonderful and magnificent day. See you again tomorrow.